You're listening to SBS News.
1, 2, 3.
Behind schedule, under-delivered, and now headed for court. In January, Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Vanuatu counterpart Charlotte Salway opened the biggest urban infrastructure project since Vanuatu's independence. The flagship foreign aid project was a golden photo opportunity for Mr. Morrison, aimed at also countering China's rising influence.
This is my first official visit to Vanuatu in my capacity as Prime Minister, and it is a tremendous pleasure to be here with you in Port Vila. We're here today to open a new road.
Australia was bringing tens of millions of dollars in foreign aid to rebuild roads, drains and sanitation in the capital, Port Vila. Vanuatu's Prime Minister, Charlotte Salway, gave thanks at the ceremony.
This is one of course of great honour, this great celebration today. Mr. Prime Minister, your coming says a lot about the value of your government places on our relationship. Vanuatu would not be what it is today without Australia's positive contribution to its economic growth.
But Australia's flagship project in Vanuatu faced many challenges, including Cyclone Pam in 2015 and what Mr. Morrison described as other things.
And there's all the other things that can happen. And I'm sure they've all happened here on this occasion. And that only makes the achievement more significant.
The lead contractor for the aid project, Townsville-based construction company RMS, is fixing roads back home in Queensland. And Managing Director Richard McDonald claims the whole Vanuatu project was mismanaged.
It was a shambles all the way through. And I think RMS, as a company, made the decision that we would continue on and try and get the project done.
In 2011, Australia gave $31 million to the Asia Development Bank to finance and manage the project. The ADB funded the Vanuatu government, which then in turn contracted RMS. An Asia Development Bank review in 2016 found major problems with the design and financing of the project, so it reduced 22 kilometres of roads to just 13, made other significant cuts, pushed back the delivery date by a year, and reclassified it as on track. RMS claims it still owed nearly $6 million by the Vanuatu government and started legal action in Vanuatu's Supreme Court last month. Managing Director Richard McDonald has also written to Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Foreign Minister Maurice Payne to intervene.
Because the Vanuatu government have walked away from their responsibilities, the Australian government has helped fund the project, and as an Australian company, I'm looking to the Australian government to help me to try and resolve the issues that are outstanding in relation to payment.
SBS has sought comment from the responsible Vanuatu government agency, but has had no response. Both the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and ADB said they are not party to the contract dispute and they're not liable. A date is yet to be set for the contract dispute to be heard in court. Alan Lee, SBS News.